The word sanctuary has many meanings to many people, so I must define it to mean only one thing. Sanctuary is a series of 42 buildings around the world. The land they sit on is free of all laws, rules and regulations, and taxation. It is owned by sanctuary. Everything in sanctuary is owned by sanctuary. Everything in physical custody of a person is in an inventory database that is used to verify responsibility of each object in sanctuary. So all transference of objects must be recorded in that database. Sanctuary is not any one person in sanctuary, but all persons in sanctuary. No one owns or is in charge of sanctuary because everyone owns sanctuary and everyone is in charge of sanctuary. Everyone takes full responsibility for sanctuary. There are no rights, so there are no wrongs, and no voting, because we always do what is required for sanctuary, and not what is popular with its people at that time. Everyone has a job in sanctuary, and every job is important in sanctuary, so training is job number one. Sanctuary will have four very large pyramids, which are power plants that will supply the power for the whole world, as well as for the other sanctuaries. This power is given to the world free of charge, so the governments of the world will allow sanctuaries to exist in their countries for this very reason, so they can run their government off of free energy. So the need for oil is eliminated, along with pollution and the destruction of this planet. Sanctuary is a combination of countless factors that make up any society, with one underlying goal: to create a society that protects the planet. The foundation of sanctuary is people from all walks of life working together for a common goal, which is individual freedom, which means no one has any power over you. The parent has responsibilities to its children to raise them in a safe, clean environment and provide them with the correct training to survive in sanctuary, which the first thing you teach them is what is private and what is public knowledge. For example, public knowledge is that no one has the right to have sex with underage children. So having sex with children is not a private issue, but a public issue, because the children of today are the adults who will own this tomorrow. And everyone has the responsibility to make sure that none of the children are abused, bullied, or mistreated. So sanctuary is about responsibilities and not laws. Always doing what is right instead of what is easy or fun. Because justice in sanctuary is not like the just us criminal system you may be used to. Because justice in sanctuary is about all of us and the price of our freedom. So in one word, sanctuary is a state of mind. Sanctuary is a safe place where all life can live in freedom. Where freedom means you are free. Free of debt, which means no money. You never owe sanctuary anything, and sanctuary does not owe you anything. Free of ownership, no one owns sanctuary. It belongs to everyone, so life is part of sanctuary. Free of thought control, no religion. That does not mean that people cannot have religion. It's just not part of sanctuary. That's called free will. Free of crime. Justice is a series of its own. Anyone that commits a crime against sanctuary can be punished, executed, or expelled from sanctuary. Free of language. There is only one language used in sanctuary. It's called basic and has been defined every step of the way. Free of nationality. Everyone in sanctuary are earthlings from the planet Terra. So they are Terraist. Free of racism. You are a mixed race. Those colors are black, white, and gray. As such, you are all Jews, which means just you. Free of emotion. You have to check those at the door. You all have your moments, so keep emotions out of sanctuary. Free of stupidity or dumb. You will have to learn the trinary universe to live here. So no freedom here. Freedom is a state of being free. This does not give you any rights. So do not confuse those with being free. Freedom means that you do not have a government dictating to you how to live your life, what to believe, what drugs to take, what wars you fight, how much tax you pay, or how much debt you own. Sanctuary is a series of buildings. They are laid out like the ancient monuments, so there are many shapes for them. But the main sanctuaries are all pyramids. The shape will become clear soon, but it's important to remember that each building serves a purpose, as do the life forms that live here. So sanctuary is a set of 42 buildings around the world. The template for all building on Earth was laid out in a template called the Ancient Monuments and should be followed as a guide. It shows you how to build and keep the Earth in balance. So this project will be the most important project of all times since the Ancient Monuments and will be the most massive engineering and construction feats ever undertaken on this planet during this iteration. But it has been built on this planet before, which is why I know it can be done again. It's just a matter of how, given the current technology of the day, and that will take a lot more than 276 steps, but I will document all of them. So it's important to understand the complexity of building a pyramid 66 miles tall. Sanctuary's main building is a pyramid. The tallest is 66 miles tall. This is to give you a big enough pad in space, since you will leave the Eye of Horus empty, like the pyramid on the back of a US $1 bill. So it's a symbol of the Eye. As such, this is where the energy comes from. So the reason to build this so tall is now clear. You need to bridge the energy from Earth to Heaven. This will have the effect of being hit by lightning continually. So it will constantly be producing massive amounts of power that will be required by Sanctuary. So it's a power plant. The vacuum of space will also be a very powerful energy source and will be used for many purposes. And the idea of space exploration is now open. You now have a spaceport and a place to mount a nice telescope. So the advantages of building this tall is definitely worth the effort. And the need for this kind of power is apparent, since these main buildings are the power plants for all the other buildings, and there are only 4 of them in the world, and when complete there will be 42 buildings around the world. The first step in building Sanctuary is training. It's also the last step. Everyone on this planet is going to have to learn one language. There is no other way to do this, and that is the bottom line. So Basic is the only language allowed, since it's the only language that everyone can understand. It's not English, although English was derived from Basic, and you have to understand that the reason I call it Basic is because it's the basics of language. It's the Wizard's Code, and is the only language ever used in the universe. The letters, sounds, and meanings are not what make up this language. It's the math. This language is in math. You use math to create the language. You assign numbers to letters and words. So the meanings of every word is very well defined, and everything should add up. So there is never any misunderstanding about what a word means. Social behavior is another aspect of society and is part of the training. People must learn to communicate without so much unneeded or inappropriate emotions. And being polite has nothing to do with it. You do not have to say thanks or please. Both words are fine to use, but do not expect them, and do not offer them as part of a way to communicate. It's annoying. It's like saying, "Oh, I see," after everything you say. Being polite is a form of control and a sign of subservient behavior. Safety is what Sanctuary is about. And to be safe, everyone has to be speaking the same language, which is why I will make no effort to translate any of my work, because words are a wizard's spells, and those spells are always written in basic. And training is what the word wizard is famous for. So step by step you will learn how to build sanctuary. The second step in building sanctuary is planning. Planning includes all the details that a project requires, so it's more than just blueprints and training. It's all the engineering that goes into it, all the science that goes into all that engineering, and all the testing that goes into designing things. So it's a very encompassing subject, to say the least. Planning requires a computer program. I would suggest writing one from scratch for this application, because this computer system that would be required to undertake such a huge task as this does not exist in the world today. Imagine how this system will grow and change over time, and we are talking about thousands of years now. Sanctuary is a permanent building on Earth, so you have to build it to last millions of years, and you start with a computer system that can handle it. And that would mean you will eventually want to build your own computers. But for now, let's just use what we have. Knowing no one will agree about what operating system to use, I would recommend an open-sourced OS like Linux on all the servers. Individuals can use whatever OS they want, but Sanctuary cannot purchase or license any software. Nor does Sanctuary use commercially licensed software. So all software has to be free or open source, with a license that allows its use in a free environment. So I would recommend creating a web-based content management system, and would also recommend writing the application in C++, mostly for speed and standardization, that could meet the requirements of Sanctuary. This way you can write a real-time software system that can control and operate various other systems within Sanctuary, and can have a web-based interface, so training and tech data can be pulled up in the web browser on any compliant device, like a computer, laptop, cell phone, or other devices. I would recommend using a modeling animation software package like Blender to do most of the design and engineering. It's not really designed as a computer-aided design or CAD package, but it can be used as one and has the ability to improve in that area. But my main concern is to use free and open source software to complete this project. The third step is construction, and this is where all the people in the world come in. It's going to take a lot of people to make this task become a reality. After the planning stage, you pick a location and break ground. The first thing you will want to do is drill water wells and deep grounding rods that will be required for a ground for the power plant. Imagine a pyramid building that stands 66 miles tall. Its foundation is going to need to be hundreds of feet thick to support the weight and height of this structure. So the groundwater is only used for grounding and not for general use. You want to use the structure to collect water, but you will need groundwater to augment that, and you are not going to drill a hole to dump sewage or garbage into. You will have a water treatment plant to recycle all wastewater, so the same goes for the garbage. It will be broken down into its elements so it can be used for anything and everything. You will want to start building the smaller pyramids at the same time as the main one, so that it will be completed first, since it will house everyone until the main building is ready to live in, so the workers will live here during the early days of construction. You will want to build the power, concrete, and steel plants first. These plants are going to be part of the structure when complete. So here's the trick. You have to build them before you build the foundation. So at some point, these plants will no longer be needed, so they are temporary, but may be used for hundreds of years. Remember, this will take thousands of years to complete. Think about building the foundation, which is a 66 square mile steel reinforced block of concrete 100 feet thick, which is just a guess on my part. I have no idea how thick it would need to be to hold such a structure, but you have to start guessing somewhere. 66 miles tall was a guess also, just to give you an idea. That is a building about 349,000 feet wide on each side, and will stand nearly that tall when completed. And the timetable you need to build this in is 10 years. That is about 450 billion yards of concrete, or 21 trillion 80-pound bags of concrete, just to get an idea about what the foundation will take. I will not try to make this sound easy. It's not going to be. From an engineering stand, you will need to balance the Earth, finding four locations around the equator that can support a giant pyramid is the first of many problems. It would require a lot of resources to build such a project, not to mention food, housing, and equipment for all the workers. And as you get closer to the Ice Age, working is going to get harder. Getting resources is going to get harder. So let's face it, this project will start off seeming like an impossible mission, and it will only get harder. I will give recommendations, but nothing I say is written in stone. This is not God's plan. It's my plan. When I was younger, I blueprinted this whole building. But as I said, my stepmother threw out those plans. So now I have to go by memory. And that memory has gotten bad over the years. After all I've been through, it's a wonder I can think at all. But remember, details like this are not going to come to mind as easy as they did when I was 3. Back then, I knew exactly how to build it. The White Wizard told me. So that is that, as they say. So now I will need help to engineer this, just as I will need help building it. But I can say I still can see the basic building concept in my mind, and that is the biggest obstacle to explaining how to build it. So I will explain it in steps, each getting more detailed as I go along. But I want to make it clear that this needs to be engineered from the ground up, and it needs quality work, not just quantity. Every ounce of concrete that goes into this must hold up for millions of years, because it has to last till the end of this iteration, and that is 3 billion years. But the Earth will not be inhabitable all of those years. So it's a given that civilization will only last as long as sanctuary does, which is why this project is so important to all life on this planet. Every floor will have a service floor above it, and a transportation floor below it. In my dreams, these floors were round and not square. This makes the structure stronger, so the service and transportation floors will have round corridors, which will make it easy to have trains on both floors, making it easy to maintain. The service floors are used to provide food, water, air, trash, sewage, and supplies to every room and sanctuary. And the transportation floor is easily understood. But keep in mind of the complexity of a 66-mile pyramid. You will want individual cars for every room, so you'll have to decide how many cars each room gets, and how a house is created with rooms, because this is going to be where all the workers live. And let's face it, nowadays people have more than one child, but in the future, this cannot be the case. This really sucks, but if you look at this like a condominium, and in the future we will be full, no more rooms, it's clear that at this point, you will want less rooms per family. So if each family is considered to be one or more people, this can be a male or a female, and in sanctuary we do not care who you call a family. Marriage is not required or recommended. Free will is the basics of freedom. Homosexuality or bestiality is a behavior of the dark side, allowed under free will. So what is private stays private. As long as your behavior does not endanger the community, it's permitted in private, as long as it allows free will to all, which comes into question for children and animals. So doing the right thing in private is always recommended. And private is the key here. What you do in public is another story, because there we are always in the light. That does not mean you have to be nice. As for me, Jeffrey is not nice. I do not like to say thanks or please. That is begging, and I'm not a slave. But that is me. To someone else may think that I'm rude. That is judging, and that is not in the light. Bowing down is a head nod, or as elegant as the Orientals do it. I prefer it to a handshake, which means that you are unarmed and do not wish to kill someone. So in the light, you have to respect everyone's traditions. No dark side here. You take all the dark side entertainment into a private room, then decide how private it is, meaning if it has cameras. So every floor and every room has a purpose in sanctuary. The main floor is the floor in between the service and transportation floors. So you have 3 floors per step. A step is a unit of measurement for the pyramid. It's represented as a step on the pyramid. But from the outside, the pyramid will not have steps. Imagine what a step would be like once the pyramid got a mile tall. Ice would build up and then it creates an avalanche. It will hit every step on the way down. So the outside will have to be anti-ice proof. Plus you want it solar and it needs to collect water. Each service and transportation floor is at least 16 feet tall. You have at least 3 feet thick floors and ceilings, plus the height of the room, which varies. So we will have thousands of steps if we took it all the way to the top, but we will not. And just how high we do make it is yet to be seen. But the taller it is, the less area it will have on top. So if you want a runway, make sure to stop building. Round is a very strong shape. And when it comes to long term, you want to think durable and flexible. Let's face it, 333 years from now when Newton's comet hits Earth and a 1,000-year ice age begins, the ground might start to lean to one side, and you will want to level out all the rooms. And this is not an easy task. Now is the time to think about this and not when it happens. It can be corrected in one axis. If all floors are round, square is locked into that shape, no way to change it efficiently. And keep in mind we are talking about 3D here, so the length of the rooms is a factor. The shorter, the easier it is to level out. So let's face it, there is only one way to build a room. It has to be round, so every room is a sphere. That way it can be leveled out no matter how tilted the pyramid became. As for the service and transportation floors, the seats in the train can be leveled, so it's not a problem. But the whole structure has to be built with this concept in mind. And when you think about the industrial rooms, like the cement and steel plants, this concept will take on a whole new meaning. It's going to take a lot of steel to build this building. When you design buildings, leveling it out is always the biggest job, but you figure the land will always stay level. But even underground cities will tilt if they get hit by an earthquake. So pick which way you want to build, up or down. God is telling me to build up to heaven. The Tower of Babel were just that. They were building sanctuary when the slaves rebelled and started talking different languages, which is why only free people can work on sanctuary, and why only smart people can build it. Because underground cities have far more long-term problems, and you cannot generate enough power to sustain them, which is the whole reason you want to build tall, to tap into the lightning from space. So finding the right shape to build in is just one of many steps you must take. People like to know what it's going to be like once it's done. They do not care about how you are going to build it. So let's pretend you have already built it and now you are living in it. What is it going to be like? I can only tell you about my dreams from past iterations where these buildings really existed. So this is what a typical day would be like for me. The building acts as one community. But still, it is just a lot of small communities that were created by working schedules. These are shifts. 3 shifts, 8 hours long, or four shifts, each 6 hours long, or five shifts, each 5 hours long, or six shifts, each 4 hours long. Emergency crews are on rotations. Saturday and Sunday is entertainment day, so people working for entertainment are on rotations. And Sunday the kitchens are down, so only emergency work is done on this day. A crew is made up of how many individuals it takes for a unit to do its work. So I work making videos for the Light Wizard. I have 12 people on my crew. We never work weekends and have no rotations. But my wife works in the kitchen, so she is on rotations. Our house has 3 sleeping rooms. Each room is self-contained. They double as a bedroom and entertainment room. Each room is soundproof and has computer terminals. Most double as windows when not in use, because the rooms have no real windows. The terminals will double as windows to the outside. Each house consists of a main room, which is a small kitchen and food storage, which is stocked via the service elevator, which is a computer-controlled train. Some are used to move people, supplies, and trash, such that every house is self-contained. It has all its air, water, power, and supplies delivered via the service floors. So I never actually have to leave my house to do anything. I can simply telecommunicate with my team. But my wife has to go to work, like a lot of other jobs that require manual labor. But my wife can also make all my meals and watch my videos on her time off. So that is how my day is going. Everyone in Sanctuary does their job, so I can do mine, regardless of what that job is or who is doing it. Everyone in Sanctuary gets the same benefits to living in a society like this. Each floor of Sanctuary is built at a time, each on top of the other, and it must make it stronger. So the weight of the concrete makes it stronger, and the steel holds it all together. Each floor has houses for its inhabitants, farms, ranches, and industries for manufacturing supplies. Everything a modern city would require to survive. So each floor is self-sufficient, each floor area diminishing from the one below it, till the floor as a community gets down to its smallest size, just one family, and this family will be no more important and no less important than all the other families in Sanctuary. So be happy just to live in Sanctuary. But at the same time, you have to plan for future generations. When all the floors are finished and the total size of Sanctuary is full, no more room for one more person, then freedom comes at a price. It's only free for those that live there, and that space is limited. So in Sanctuary, it's our goal to make the best out of each and every day, to make the best use of its resources, to recycle 100% of everything, so each floor is totally self-sustainable. There will be some services that run across multiple floors, like power, air, and water, and recycling. As such, the environment on each floor has to be managed, and people have to work those jobs 24/7. And the air coming into Sanctuary is filtered down to a micron, and all hazardous chemicals are removed. All food is grown and raised in a closed society. Those growing and raising food, as well as those preparing it, are all from Sanctuary, so this is a closed society. Once completed, the doors are shut, meaning no one else can move in till someone moves out, and it will take a long time to build all the floors. But each floor will be smaller than the one below it, but still is important. So one floor step at a time, we build Sanctuary. To live in freedom, you must be free, which means no money, no bartering, and no compensation. To the average slave, this sounds like a bad plan, which is why you are slaves. So what is a slave? Anyone that uses money, barters, or does something else for compensation, how does that make them a slave? Because any form of commerce where one person has a need and another has something needed, there are only two ways to conduct business. You either give them what they want free of charge and accept any gratuity you get, which is a custom, is just saying thanks, but normally just something you expect because this is the way sanctuary is ran. But still, most want that gratuity, even though that line of logic is slave mentality. So you are much better off just feeling good that you met their need and be happy with the transaction. Or you can demand payment, which always comes down to compensation, be it money or bartering, and the amount has many factors to take into consideration. So the banks have gone to a great deal of effort to make this a science, because they make you believe that money has value, when in fact, at the subatomic level, money does not exist. So in any reality, money does not exist. You can prove this by just looking at it. If it's a precious metal, then it has value. But then that value must be based on the current market value for that metal. And if you take a pound of pennies to the scrapyard, they will laugh at you and gladly give you what it's worth. Pennies a pound. If it's paper or credit, it has no value whatsoever. So you have to admit that it's all the banks that give it any value, by having stores that accept it as currency legal for trade, as if a store would barter with you nowadays. So it's all a bank scam from the start. The banks make you believe that money has value, so you spend it, you work for it, you cannot live without it, so you are slaves to it. No freedom or free will. And for what? Nothing, since money does not exist. It's all just part of a bank scam to make you slaves to money. The funny thing is that people believe they are fighting for freedom, when in fact they are fighting to be slaves. In sanctuary, there is only freedom and free will. It's a concept that very few understand. So let's be crystal clear. Freedom is the opposite of kingdom or government. Everyone that is in sanctuary is self-ruled. As in any society, you will have those that do not want to play by the rules. And having laws does not change that. In fact, laws only protect the criminals, which is why they call it criminal justice. So there are no laws in sanctuary. The dark god of Moses had the Ten Commandments, but once you turn them into laws, they became evil. Which always means it's dark, which is negative energy, because the whole idea of law is evil. It requires someone to judge another, and no one should have to judge or be judged. So I say to be gray is to be neutral, and the only way you can do this is to train everyone how to be gray. This way, everyone has no doubt as to how you should act in given situations, and you make the need to commit crimes a thing of the past, and you do that by allowing no money, no bartering, and no compensation. Let's just call it money for short. Or evil, just to be clear. So it really does mean that everything is free. But that is too broad of a definition. Because all it really means is that in sanctuary, you have individuals working as a whole to provide all the services or objects that are needed by the population. So resources are allocated. How that is done is up to the community. Sanctuary does not demand a pre-programmed commercial department store who produce everything for profit and discard excess. In sanctuary, every resource is valuable, and it's up to everyone in sanctuary to safeguard them. So freedom takes on a whole new meaning. Instead of laws, you have training. In the long run, this is far more efficient. Laws do not prevent people from being criminals. In fact, it makes them one. If an individual does something that the society believes is wrong, that requires that person to be punished for that crime, then the society must punish that person for that crime. But you must determine if the punishment fits the crime, and when training will correct the problem, or was training an issue. These are things that always sound like good laws, but instead think of them as good rules. The difference is, laws require judges. And deeper down this rabbit hole you go. This road always leads to corruption, even if everyone judges or you vote on it, knowing that it is how you lost your freedom in the first place. This whole idea of freedom and free will for everyone has to mean something. But an eye for an eye is not the light wizard's way, and slavery is never an option, nor is work a punishment. Free will is always given in sanctuary, so there is no prisons in sanctuary. If there is a medical problem that needs to be dealt with, then deal with it. If this person needs to be locked up till this dispute can be settled, then house arrest is required. But it always comes down to what to do with a person who has committed a serious crime that training would not correct, meaning this person can no longer be trusted to live in sanctuary, since they could not live in freedom, and they are a threat to any society. You do the right thing. Part them out. Never let a good resource go to waste. Just make sure you never abuse the system just to get spare parts. Every society has consumers. These are people who do not contribute to society. That means they are capable of performing some service to the community, but refuse to help out at all. Because in sanctuary, there are all kinds of work that needs to be done. All the time, meaning 24/7. So these people are a drain on resources. But more to the point is why they are a consumer. In sanctuary, everyone must do their part. This starts in training. Every job has training. You have training records. In fact, this is run more like the military. Let's face it, the military knows how to train people. I'm one of the few and the proud, and it was the military training that made this possible. So everyone will require sanctuary training. And let's face it, no other community on this planet at this time get along better than military communities. But this is sanctuary, so we keep the rank part out of it. Since everyone in sanctuary is the same rank, which are all staff sergeants. Hey, we are wizards. So in sanctuary, we train people not to be consumers. We train them to be the best they can be. We allow them to work in areas that interest them. But they may have to work details. Let's face it, work has to be done. It has to be done right. I'm talking about building a 66-mile-tall pyramid here, not an amusement park, but I would build them in also. If you have no fun, why build it in the first place? So what a better place to stick the consumers? They can run the amusement parks, because there is always something fun to do in sanctuary. The concept of freedom and free will is assume. It makes an ass out of you and me, because it requires a trust in everyone in sanctuary. And let's face it, you do not trust anyone, nor should you. Not in the dark side's reality, because that is what money did to you. So in sanctuary, do not make that mistake. You start trusting in everyone, and soon everyone will feel trusted. And the ones who still want to do evil things, well, some things never change. This is not paradise, which to you meant a pair of dice, and you gambled your life away. In sanctuary, the goal is long-term coexistence. The rights of every individual in sanctuary is more important, and that right is freedom and free will. Because everyone must do their part to make sanctuary a reality. You will have plenty of time to play. And I'm not just talking about the children, but the adults specifically. Once you stop playing, you start dying. And in current government-ran societies of this date, there is no freedom. Only laws and regulations. Do this, do not do that. Can't you read the signs? In Sanctuary, you have training. Every task has a set of instructions that fully explain how to do every task. These instructions are constantly being improved. But the idea is that it frees people in a way that creates freedom from free will. The training teaches everyone in Sanctuary how to do a task, so that every task gets done right the first time, and in a way that is safe. But it's far more than that. It trains people how to behave around other people. Because let's face it, people come from all over the world to live in Sanctuary. And until they are trained how to live in Sanctuary, they will not know how to live in harmony. They may only know how to behave as they did where they came from. Because in the beginning there was no Sanctuary. And for hundreds of years people will be coming from government-ran societies into Sanctuary, so they could learn how to live in freedom. And free will is the first lesson. You, spelt Y-E-W, have to learn to be you, spelt Y-O-U. Then the need for laws and regulations will go away, and the concept of freedom will come to you when you do not assume to understand it. This is step zero, and I have only begun to define Sanctuary. And depending on your view of this planet, you will view Sanctuary through filters of what you think it will be, instead of what you can make it to be. Which is why I like to tell it from the viewpoint of the wizard who said,
Wizard in the Flesh will now define Sanctuary in Step Zero, from the viewpoint of the light side, in terms the dark side can understand. To learn what Sanctuary is, you must understand that society is what you make it to be, and what you want Sanctuary to be is the best society in the world. And to do that, you must train all its people to stop being sheeple. Then you, spelled Y-E-W, become you, spelled Y-O-U. And then you can define what you will make Sanctuary to be. There is not enough money in the world to build Sanctuary, which is why the people must do it for free. And those same people must ensure that it stays free, and that they are never allowed to be owned, ruled, or governed by a group of people or a person, because you can never allow the banks or government to own any part of Sanctuary. To live free, everything must be free. Everyone has a responsibility for Sanctuary. Keeping it free is the hardest job. In keeping it honest and fair to all, even the animals and insects. So this is all part of freedom, and money cannot buy you freedom. It can only make you a slave, and only slaves have built a prison to live in. So only free people can build Sanctuary. The banks will one day crash and everyone will lose everything, and the banks will own it all. Because the banks never lose anything. They stole it all legally. And it's because you voted for that. And that was the Civil War, when America went to war so the banks could own it. And now I'm telling you that the only way to get your freedom back is to make sure that Sanctuary stays free and not like the United States of America, who claim to defend its Constitution by preventing anyone from changing it and the very foundation it was created under, which was freedom from the banks and taxation. And why Sanctuary has no laws, because those laws made it an act of terrorism if anyone tried to defend its Constitution, making laws the enemy of the Constitution. Thus money and laws is how it became corrupt, and why you could not use money to build Sanctuary, because then you would only be building an evil prison. What is public, and what is private, and just because there are no laws, rules, or regulations does not mean you have the right to do anything, let alone everything, because everyone has responsibilities for Sanctuary. Your actions are its reactions, so everyone is responsible for its image, not the image that we were created from. We created Sanctuary by our actions and our reactions, and so we must all take responsibility for those actions as well as its reactions. We become our own security. We do not allow ourselves to do things we know are wrong. We never allow public opinion to influence those security parameters we call right and wrong, which is why we do not vote on issues. We simply determine which is the correct way of doing something, then determine if we are required to do it. Then we get it done. Just because some people think it's right does not make it right. If you do something wrong in private, it reflects into the public, because evil was allowed to live in Sanctuary. And private is private. And that means no cameras are recording what people do in private. So it's up to those people to do their own security. So evil could not exist in private. And people know what is right or wrong, or what is good or evil. So Sanctuary is allowing only good things to live in Sanctuary, regardless of if it's private or public. No shame is allowed, and evil has no place to live in Sanctuary. So what is public knowledge is private knowledge also. And Ice Age is coming, and no one can deny that. But they will try, because they know current cities cannot survive it, which would mean the end of human civilization, and all because of money, which is the root of all evil. So the sheeple must decide if the human race is going to survive the Ice Age, when most of them do not believe an Ice Age will ever come. But I do not care what you believe, nor does the universe. The Ice Age will come and go. It does not care if you believe that it will. But sheeple are lazy, stupid animals. They will not build Sanctuary for their grandchildren, because they only care about themselves, and sheeple believe their deity they call God will protect them. How soon they forget what God will do to them for worshiping a false idol, because they do not know who or what God is, nor do they know what truth even means. So only those who build Sanctuary will survive the Ice Age that will come. Most people will never believe what the Light Wizard has to say for many reasons. Some think the way he tells his story is childish, because they do not understand the Aspie and me. So sheeple will deny what I have to say just because of the way I said it, which is childish. But that is sheeple for you. They believe what mainstream has to say, because sheeple are stupid, and the governments know this. The governments also know they are lazy. But at some point, the governments will realize that they need the power from Sanctuary. And it's only then that the governments will acknowledge Sanctuary is the only hope for the human race. And that maybe the Light Wizard was right about everything he said. And it's only at that point will the sheeple listen. But the governments would have to confess to all the treason they committed. And that will never happen. So the human race is doomed. No matter what anyone says, what I have told you cannot be proven to be wrong. And why is that? Because the Light Wizard only tells the truth. And that truth is that most of you are slaves to a system you do not understand or care about. And now that you have a choice what path to follow, the path you are on is a road you do not want to go down. You have been down that road before, and you know it's full of darkness. People will tell you anything to keep you in the game they are playing, which is the money is real game. Till the banks go bankrupt and the game is over. Now what game do you want to play? It's called the Let's Get Even game, because someone has to pay the price for losing this game. So the sheeple will protest and riot, and the game masters will say, go to jail. Now you have no rights and nowhere to go. Who are you going to call? All the money in the banks is no good, meaning it's evil. But you already knew that before you started to play this game. And now that you know how this game always ends, you wonder why you played it at all. When the news you see on TV does not correlate to the news on the internet, you know someone is lying. But you do not know who, nor do you know why. In fact, you do not even know the question. All I can do is show you the way, which leads to Sanctuary. It's a long road, and it's the making of a new history. Because first I tell you his story. You know his story about I am. About all my emotions and how my universe really works, which is through dimensions. But that is just a game. So we look at our roadmap to see where all this is going. As I rant about this and that, you figure out that all my science is real. So Sanctuary must be real also. Then you learn about trinary energy and know this is the reality you want. So you listen to his story. And society than just us makes more sense, because you know who I am. I am the light. I am the darkness. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the Light Wizard in the flesh.